This is part two of the December 2011 forecast. Had a little technical difficulty there, but picking up again. So, I was in mid-December and had just finished the weekend of the 16th. So, as I look ahead towards the December 18th to the 20th, there's a few, again, of these rocky days because the moon is in Libra, which is triggering especially any relationship stress that one might have or calculating the integrity in relationship. That being said, it can also be a wonderful time for really cementing relationships that are on the same in the same groove, but these relationships are one where there's like the shoulder to the wheel, where you are working the relationship. Then we get into Hanukkah season, and this particular Hanukkah season has the moon in Scorpio, so whether or not you celebrate Hanukkah, it's really, Scorpio always has to do with the resurrection quality of reflection and looking at something and seeing how you can see both sides of it and turn it around and move on, be renewed in some way. And this seems particularly meaningful at this point because the winter solstice is coming on the 22nd. So as we get into this darkening time, it's important to leave some time to go within so you can reflect and really remember what's so important. I mean, I feel this in a large way due to what's happening on collectively, but also with all the financial strife in the world, where we are thinking more about our rightful place in the web of existence and the whole timing frenzy that's been set up with 20 days before Christmas or all that frenetic energy that has to do with you've got to make this a great day through products has nothing to do with really the overall spirit of this time of year, which is when people go within to be reborn. And that's the whole mythology around this time of year. Whatever religious practice one celebrates, it's looking at what has been and looking forward to creating something new. The winter solstice occurs at 12:30 a.m. on the 22nd of December, when the sun enters the sign of Capricorn. And this is the shortest day of the year, which follows with two equally long nights. So we have this kind of three, mystical 3 days of short days, and where we almost hang in stasis. And with all the frenetic holiday buzz around, you can forget that, but you're really being offered these long nights to be reflective. And yes, do lights and gather people you care about around, because it's a conscious gathering, not just being around a bunch of people. And people can feel very lonely in groups if they just want to kind of be with somebody, but it's not consciously, well, these are people I care about who are meaningful to me in the dark times. So even if you're far from loved ones or feeling like you're at a point in your life where you have to cleave from old ways and you're feeling more solitary, think about what it is you want to gather around you and create in your new life, because that's every year we go through this cycle. That it's not so much that the new year happens and all this we can really wipe the slate clean and begin again, but it is that we think about what this felt like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, depending how old you are, and you have these memories of what was going on in your brain then and where the world was for you. So it is very much a remembering time of year in the real root of the word, which has to do with, yes, there's the Christ story about the baby who then is killed as a man and is resurrected, but much older than Christ story are stories about how someone was remembered, like pieces of them came back together. And it's a very powerful story, because what it does is it teaches us, or it shows us, how these parts of ourself that we thought were dead, the parts of the physical body, can be recreated through spirit. And that's true for any issue you may be dealing with, whether it's health, whether it's a broken heart, whether it's bad finances. It's all about remembering how you put yourself together again after it's been, pieces of it have been shattered and are no longer the way they used to be. And the winter solstice, I mean, this may be an absolutely joyful and perfect time for you, but depending where you're at, it's also a time of remembering. And we can be joyful, but also be in a place where we're thinking that we want to change and recreate things. Excuse me. And Scorpio always adds an extra layer to that. So this being the darkest time of the year, coupled with the spiritual influence of Hanukkah, winter solstice, leading into Christmas Eve, it's really a profound, you might have a profound moment this particular holiday season. So then moving along, we go to the Christmas Eve weekend, and Christmas Eve itself has the new moon in the sign of Capricorn, very powerful time for planting seeds for what it is you want to bring in a more tangible way into your life. Capricorn is about the things we concretize, the things we actually create that are the physical trappings of our life, whether it's status or monetary reward or a routine that really fits us. All these things are very Capricornian, where we take responsibility, a commitment we make. Those are all things for to chew on with the new moon in Capricorn. What endeavor is it that you're going to take on that requires your responsibility and commitment over the next several months? The Sabian symbol for this particular new moon is the human soul receptive to growth and understanding. And I actually love this because it doesn't feel like a very Capricornian phrase necessarily, because I just explained it's a Capricorn is about creating something concrete and tangible, and yet the phrase is the human soul receptive to growth and understanding. And yet it's I believe part of what it's talking about is you look at where you put most of your purpose in your existence, which may be monetary reward or doing well in your chosen field. But it's very important that whatever that purpose or that drive or that goal is, that it's harmonious with the new moon seed. So the new moon seed in Capricorn is asking that you do something that makes you feel a sense of achievement in your personal responsibility and commitment in this lifetime. So that may or may not dovetail with what your tangible goals are. And it's important to reflect on that so that you get them in line with one another. And this may or may not be an overnight process. It may require some adjustment. It may require a thinking about what you might want to do differently in a couple of years. It could require a lot of things. But the core of it, the thing that you can work with right now, is looking at how you operate your life in ways that allow people to know who you are in a dependable, responsible way, so that you are true to yourself. And this includes yourself first and foremost. If you can't be responsible and make a commitment to yourself, then it's really hard to do it to other people, for other people. So, new moon in Capricorn, what is your commitment to yourself? What is your promise to yourself this year? What is it that you are going to work at with the integrity and commitment that you deserve? Christmas Day, again, the moon in Capricorn, and Jupiter goes station direct this day. Now, this is very exciting for people who are in real estate or business, because what it does is, when it's direct, it means that speculative investments return. So after Christmas, sales will probably be stronger than before Christmas sales, is my guess. Or there's plenty of buying going on out there, I'm sure, but there may be an increase in optimism once Jupiter goes direct. Now, that doesn't mean it all has to be go out and buy things. It can also be that you feel a sense of, yes, you can take that risk, or yes, you can take that that chance or that opportunity that you were kind of on the fence about because you weren't really sure how things were going to work out in the present economy. Once Jupiter goes direct, you're going to see a lot more people saying, well, you know, I do have $100 extra a month to do X, Y, or Z, or $1,000, or $100,000. But depending on people's comfort level or where they're at, you'll see more flexibility with that. So as we get to the end of December, the end of December, the first few days, the 26th is Kwanzaa, so when we get into that afternoon through the 28th, those are very good times to connect with a creative or spiritual endeavor or something that requires some faith and optimism to get through. And by the time we get to the 29th, that's more a time to kind of hunker down and see where you're at. It's the moon's in Pisces at that point. And on the 30th, it's void, of course, most of the day in Pisces. This is happening every month or so, and it's incredibly creative. But it's not necessarily very productive, depending on what your occupation is. So it's a good time for filing or organizing or even taking the day off. Or if you are in the creative or service or health industries, it's a wonderful day to really help people feel better and get some really great inspiration. Terrific to see any kind of therapeutic work or psychic or channeling work. Perfect for that. Meditation, et cetera, et cetera. And the 31st, New Year's Eve, has the moon in Aries, and it's a day when a lot of people may be very into going out, taking action, doing something that is not just indoors. So even people who usually stay home New Year's Eve may decide, hey, you know, I think I'm going to go out today. That being said, make sure that you're safe, that you've got things planned out well. I don't anticipate any real trouble necessarily on New Year's Eve. However, there can be some power struggles. So, you know, if you're imbibing, just be aware that people may or may not take everything that's said in a crystal clear way. So, I would not engage in any long drawn out discussion slash argument, because its energy is a bit volatile, and again, with New Year's Eve, it's kind of a high energy time when, unfortunately, for better or worse, a lot of people feel the need to get inebriated. So just be aware, however you're traveling around, that you can't take for granted that everybody on the road is clear-eyed as you are. So, but still, once again, I say I expect that to be a beautifully high receptivity for spiritual connection day. And actually, I'll be doing a astrology workshop up in Woodstock, which I don't know how many people on the line could or would come by, but I think it's a great day to make some sort of spiritual connection. So I wish you all a wonderful month, and I will talk, I was changing the schedule day to Monday because of a request. So let me know if that works better or worse for people. I will send out a notice as to when we're meeting next month. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving, and we will talk soon. If you have any questions, please email me. I know.